A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have not talked about it yet. I was meaning to talk about it. And yeah. Now we have a news update.
Probably good timing for you, actually, since we haven't brought it up.
Yeah, so before the Home Run Derby last night, there was a national anthem by the woman that sings this song. What's her name?
Ingrid Andress.
Ingrid and Andress.
She's a country singer.
And I do, when I hear this song, I do recognize
it. Yeah, it's all over the Wolf.
She had an unfortunate rendition of the national anthem.
Indeed.
Last night. And everybody, like, Jason was texting me about it, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I was actually out, and so I could not hear.
Oh, you really missed it.
And I obviously went back, and I was like, was it worse than Fergie?
You know, absolutely worse than Fergie. It might have been the worst.
It turns out that it was, in fact, worse than Fergie. Should we play it?
I think so. Okay, it's worth revisiting, and you can do the follow-up update.
In case that we're going to let you listen to it, and then we're going to tell you why it happened.
That's very good.
I what so proudly we hail by the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Okay, so that was definitely, you could hear the groaning in the crowd, like, oh, God. So it turns out that about 30 minutes ago, Ingrid Andress posts on social media that I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country I love so much for that rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. XO Ingrid. So listen, I don't know the extent of her drinking
her problem.
You know, I don't.
I actually think I do, and I don't mean to put the cart before the horse to answer your question. If you are such a have a dependency issue, that you cannot hold off until you perform in front of 56,000 people and on national TV so that you're clean for that, you definitely have a problem.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that for sure.
And you probably need rehab.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely should be able to handle that, you know, sober. Yeah. No question about that.
I'm not judging either. Like, yeah. This is a real thing. I took down my jokes.
She was definitely the butt of every joke last night.
Yeah.
And again.
She got it. She got it. Yeah.
Appropriately so.
Yeah.
Appropriately so.
That's sad.
And, you know, you get a little bit of a better explanation for that.
It totally makes sense now. Now, Fergie, I think, was sober when she did
I think she just has to own that. Yeah.
Carl Lewis, also sober when he performed his, you know.
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr. Sober.
Yes. Listen, good for her, I would say. Good
for
her.
Yeah, maybe this was what she needed to get her life in order.
Certainly possible, you know. I mean, I think everybody kind of knows my situation. Been through it. Been through the facilities and the rehabs and the missions and everything in between. I've seen it. I've seen it all. I have seen it all.
Yep.
But, you know, listen, It takes a huge amount of courage to take this step. Okay, it does. And hey, you know what? It may not be the only time that she. I hope it is, but it may not be the only time.
I hope it is too.
You know, it's hard. It's hard when you sort of are in that. And again, I don't know anything about this woman. She showed up. Yeah, I know that song.
I saw her perform last. Last summer, she opened for the Brothers Osborne live at the Garden. She was the opening act and played pretty well. That's why it was so odd, because she sang wonderfully, and she's had that hit with Sam Hunt. She's a pretty good singer.
Pretty good singer indeed, no doubt about that. So anyway, she's getting some help, which I commend. I commend that, and I hope that she is able to get her affairs in order. You know, and if she feels like she needs to do that. Then more power to her, and I wish her the very best.
It is wild that now while she's going through rehab, though, her hit is called Wishful Drinking.
Well, maybe she was trying to tell us the whole time. Maybe she was trying to tell us the whole time. So, anyway, there's always an explanation.
Of course.
Right? I mean, you're a professional Grammy Award-nominated singer. You're not going to come on there and do that.
Nah.
Right? I mean, it's just not... you know, Steph Curry's not going to have an 0 of 12 night from 3.
Right.
Unless he's drunk. You know?
I mean, that's fair.
So,
most of the time. Well, he did have a rough, pretty good, rough game.
Yesterday.
Yesterday for Team USA. I mean, he had a minus game again.
Yes, he did. But
I don't think Steph's drunk, though.
No, he's not. That's the latest, though. Ingrid Andress was
getting help.
Under the influence, and she is getting help.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.